With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New Social Security rules presenting barriers and causing some problems for people in many rural communities.
A new requirement that Social Security recipients go online or in person to a field office to access key benefits instead of just making a phone call will be difficult for many people, like Veronica Taylor.
It would be the worst thing for me. Because I can't do the computer.
The 73-year-old can't drive and is mostly housebound in her mountainous and remote West Virginia community.
I don't have a ride to go there because most of my family, I don't have grandkids here. I don't have my daughter's not here. My son is the past.
The requirements go into effect March 31st, intended to streamline processes and combat fraud. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, top member of the Trump administration says the United States does have the legal right to deport pro-Hamas student organizer Mahmoud Khalil after he committed crimes during anti-Israel demonstrations at Columbia University.
We don't want that, those elements in our country. So not only have we done it, we're going to continue to do it. And we're going to improve the way we screen people for their visas, by the way. It's amazing some of these people ever got in here to begin with.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
Bottom line is, you know, if you told us that these are the things you were going to do when you came to the United States, we should never give you a visa. If this is what you do once you get into the United States on a visa, we're going to revoke your visa or whatever status you have, and we're going to kick you out of the country.
Former KGB officer Oleg Gordievsky has died in England. He was a double agent who helped change the course of the Cold War by covertly passing secrets to Britain for more than a decade. Historians consider him one of the era's most important spies. This is SRN News. Religious freedom earning another victory.
This one is in Wisconsin. A Christian teacher has won a settlement with a school district over his refusal to use the preferred pronouns of students living as the opposite sex. Jordan Cernak was fired for rejecting the directive from the Argyle School District. Now he's being paid $20,000 in damages and says, quote, "I am grateful that there was some resolution to this matter and will continue to encourage teachers to stand up for their beliefs." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates complaining it's too difficult for underage girls to get abortions without parents' knowledge. Since 2022, 11 states have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, but seven of those states still require girls under 18 to get consent from or notify a parent. Now, pro-life advocates point out that children under the age of 18 in America have to get parental permission for a wide range of activities. This is SRN News. California facing a $6.2 billion budget gap in the state's Medicaid services.
That shortfall could force Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and Democratic lawmakers to roll back coverage for some of the 15 million people relying on the safety net program. The budget hole is a result of the state expanding coverage to all low-income residents, regardless of immigration status, rising pharmacy costs, and a larger-than-expected aging population.
A lawsuit filed by Voice of America reporters and a press freedom group is charging that the Trump administration unlawfully shutting down the news outlet. But Republicans have long complained the agency ordered by Congress to report news objectively is instead being dominated by, quote, liberal propaganda. More details at srnnews.com.